Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to this episode of Relatable Finance. Today we're going to discuss different investment themes to try and take advantage of. So in episode 9, we discussed the different ways you can position a portfolio to try and boost performance. We discussed things like value versus growth, large cap versus small cap, different sector exposures. We also discussed geographical positioning that included international, developed, and emerging markets, as well as different asset classes such as fixed income and alternative investments. Broadly speaking, these would be the most common areas, styles, asset classes that one would have to try and position their portfolios and boost performance. But is that it?
There's definitely a lot of different areas, and depending on where you see opportunity, there's different levers you can pull. What we're going to talk about today are either new themes or themes that will accelerate in the future. We discussed the cannabis industry back in episode 22 and the fact that it is now investable. 10 years ago, I don't think anyone would have thought that you could invest in a company that grew and sold cannabis. So things definitely change. Now cannabis has a very interesting growth story. There's many other areas as well that we're going to be taking a look at that are attractive, especially when you view it from a longer term perspective.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do here is identify areas where there is growth potential above what you'd expect in the general economy. And if we're able to do so, the hope is, or the idea is that it's easier to identify investments that can outperform. To use a simple analogy, if you take two identical rowboats, put one in the lake and the other in a river headed downstream, which rowboat would go faster? The one going downstream, right? That's essentially what's happening here. Because of changes in technology, demographic, societal preferences, regulations, or whatever the case may be, change has occurred and these types of opportunities exist.
One thing that doesn't change are your analogies and how outstanding they are. I truly appreciate them. But let's step back and start thinking about the future. And when we're thinking about the future and investment possibilities, we're not saying, you know, what are the investment possibilities when we land on Mars? But think about something like driverless cars. Here in Miami, I know people would pay lots and lots of money for driverless cars because the traffic is so bad. Or think about selling cell phones to those who previously couldn't afford them. Some of these things will take longer than others, but the opportunities do exist.
So what are these themes? First, we need to properly disclose that these are not our themes. Shane, myself, or PWA did not make these up. These are known themes to consider within the investment industry, but may not be quite mainstream to the general public. So first up is big data and the Internet of Things. This really combines two investment theses that are primarily driven by changes in technology. With big data, the cost of data creation, data storage, and data transmission has come down, and as a result, the ability to do analysis with that data has grown significantly, which should allow us to make better decisions, anticipate challenges, and troubleshoot problems. Some areas where this could change things are healthcare, smart cities, and education.
So the Internet of Things, for those of you who don't know, are basically anything that's connected through the internet or the cloud. Think about all the things you can connect with your phone. Home security system, thermostat, garage door, all those types of things are the Internet of Things. But seriously, stop and think for a second about the potential of something like this. I'm picturing a future where I can come home from a long day at the office with my temperature at the perfect amount while the AC was turned off all day. My favorite song is playing, the clothes dryer just went off so my sheets are going to be nice and warm, and the oven is already preheated so I can cook my dinner. I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty perfect, and it's actually a possibility with some of these things. This could connect our lives, it could connect cities, and eventually the whole world. Think about all the things that Alexa and Siri are already capable of.
From an investment perspective, trying to take advantage of the Internet of Things is challenging because there are so many potential applications and it isn't well defined. Some of the well-known names like Apple, Amazon, IBM would be a good start, but this is a space that's likely to evolve significantly over time.
And that is a good point, how you actually get access to some of these. Many of these, like you said, are large companies, and they are either investing and researching these things themselves, or some of them take the easier way out and they buy up small companies that created these technologies. Google Nest, which is a system that controls security, temperature, doorbell, all those types of things, came from Google purchasing Nest Labs in 2014 for over $3 billion. So definitely a profitable industry. In this case, it's fairly common where you see small companies producing these new products and then these large ones buying them out.
Next up, renewable energy. We've all heard of climate change or global warming. While we are not going to get into the politics of all of that, the point is that there is clearly something happening, and as a result, there has been a massive shift across the globe to really move towards as much renewable energy as possible. In 2008, renewable energy accounted for 7% of the total sources of energy, while as recently as 2017, renewables accounted for twice that.
The shift towards renewable has come faster in some countries than others. Countries like Sweden, Costa Rica, and Nicaragua are some of the leaders. Even this industry is changing as we see it. I just heard of the idea of a floating wind farm for the first time, so definitely some progress is being made. But as we are less reliant on fossil fuels, and probably should be based upon how much oil can jump from time to time, based upon the markets or things like oil fields being attacked, the question becomes, will historically powerful oil industry companies adopt these new methods, or will they fight it and it'll be up to those smaller companies once again to create the technology?
So something to point out before we move on is that these themes are connected. For example, there are currently 4 billion people living in cities, and the UN expects, or the United Nations, expects that to increase by 1 billion in 2030 and 2 billion in 2050. That's a 50% increase. By then, two-thirds or 66% of people across the globe will be living in cities, and that's just a lot of concentration in one place. Imagine all the traffic, trash, water, energy consumption, etc. Well, by using the Internet of Things, we can connect aspects of everyday life via sensors, automated controls, and connection devices. We can then use big data to analyze the information we receive and better position resources. For example, electricity is hard to store and approximately 8 to 15% is lost in transmission. By using the Internet of Things and big data, we can be more energy efficient, and the more energy efficient we become, the more our energy will come from renewable resources.
And the best way to play some of these ideas or make money off of some of these ideas may not necessarily be investing in that theme. Take big data and the Internet of Things, for example. These should make us all more productive, which would boost economic growth and would therefore increase our wages. Renewables, on the other hand, should lead to lower energy costs. We combine these together, this should lead to more discretionary income for all of us. More money in our pockets leads to us spending more and more money in other places, which could increase the opportunity set in other areas as well.
Next up, the aging consumer. Somewhat related to the renewable energy theme, the United States is currently the world's largest economy and accounts for roughly 24% of the global economy. China is second at around 15%, and India is fifth at 3%. However, there are some very legitimate institutions that project China and India to surpass the U.S. In fact, according to one study, China will be the largest economy in 2030, with the U.S. second and India third. In another study with projections out to 2050, China is first, India is second, and the U.S. is third. Why is this? Well, first of all, China has 1.43 billion people, while India has 1.36 billion. That's roughly 4.3 and 4.2 times larger than the United States in terms of population. Next, a country's economic output long-term is really a function of its population growth and its productivity. While the United States has always had fewer people than both China and India, it was our advancements in technology and productivity that has always kept our economy ahead. However, with China and India's economies growing significantly in the past couple of decades and globalization transferring that technology, it's only a matter of time before they surpass us.
And when we look at these countries and kind of emerging markets in general, one thing that a lot of people talk about from an investment standpoint is the growing middle class. One of the estimates that I've seen from JP Morgan is the middle class going from 14% of the population of India today to 79% of the population in the next 12 years, a huge jump. China as well, going from about 34% today to 72% in 12 years. Think of all the opportunities available selling new products to a whole class of people that never had the discretionary income to buy anything above the essentials. And like Joe said, these countries have so many people. The opportunity set is enormous.
Yeah, just to put some of the numbers that Shane put into perspective, that's 1.46 billion people, or 20% of the world's current 7.7 billion population that are expected to go from being in poverty to having discretionary income. Let's be clear, this is going to impact so many aspects of our global economy with related to consumption, from something as simple as demand for sugar to travel and even smartphone sales.
Yeah, so another area that's connected to it that we just talked about is energy. So with all these people moving into the middle class, more energy will be required. So it could be an opportunity for renewables, but if that demand is as high as it's expected to be, we could also see a place for fossil fuels much longer into the future.
Finally, aging. In 1950, the average female in the United States was expected to live to age 71, while the average male was expected to live to age 66. Fast forward to today, and the average for both males and females is a full 10 years longer. Further, if you look at some other countries such as Hong Kong with an average life expectancy of 87 years, you can clearly see that people are now living longer, and what comes with that is new demand for products and services.
Simple things like hearing aids and long-term care facilities may be great examples of a way to benefit from the aging population. But back to driverless cars, that could be an amazing opportunity for all these older people that can no longer drive. Thinking about our industries, being financial planners and financial advisors, we could really benefit as well. As people live longer and longer, they will need more assets to support their longer lifetime and probably advice on how to distribute those assets.
Lastly, don't wait for themes to come to you. Great investment returns come from identifying opportunities before everyone else does. If you see something happening, can connect the dots, and you can identify something that should take off, do some research or have a professional do it for you. So to recap, there are a number of investment themes that you can take advantage of. Today we went over big data and the Internet of Things, renewable energy, the Asian consumer, as well as aging. Lastly, don't stop there. Look for opportunities in everyday life to take advantage of. The best returns come from getting to these opportunities before everyone else does. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Relatable Finance. As always, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email us at podcast@provwealth.com or check us out on Twitter at Finance Podcast.
Provenance Wealth Advisors is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors and Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Any opinions are those of Relatable Finance Podcast and PWA, and not necessarily those of Raymond James. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecasts will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but Raymond James does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Investing involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Raymond James does not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professional. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.